我站在这里的时候，心中有一个很大的困难。
It is difficult for me to stand up here.
因为邀请大家的时候说午餐是12点。
Because when I invited you, I said that the lunch is at 12 noon.
现在已经12点10分。
Well, this is 10 after 12.
虽然我得到上面的答应说可以到12点半吃饭。
Even though I was told that maybe we can have lunch at 12:30.
但是呢，我这个信息呢，如果讲不清楚的话。
If the message was not clearly, is not clearly delivered,
我本来是很难过。
I would have been very upset.
听完 Ralph 讲，听完 Uncle Jim 讲之后，我就更难过。
After hearing Ralph and after hearing Jim, I'm even more.
因为讲不清楚，他们就失业了。
Because if I don't say it clearly, then they may be without a job.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为做牧师的我们做一件事情就看有没有圣经的根据。
Because as pastors, when we do something, we see whether it has a biblical basis.
但是我想到圣堂、圣殿建圣堂是谁讲的呢？
But about building sanctuary or building the house of God.
我就开始读圣经。
Then I looked into the Bible.
再读圣经。
Then I read the Bible some more.
我就很失望。
I was disappointed.
神不大喜欢圣殿。
God doesn't talk about the temple too much.
这个历代之上第17章第一节开始讲到有一个人想建圣殿。
First Chronicles 17 verse 1 talk about a person wanted to build a house for the Lord.
当他讲的时候，耶和华上帝跟他讲，我不住在人建的地方。
But the Lord said to him, I do not live in houses built by the hands of man.
你人建的地方怎么能够容下这么伟大的神呢？
How can a house built by man contain such a great magnificent God?
那这个人讲的时候要建圣殿的原因是什么呢？
And what is the reason that this person wanted to build the house of the Lord?
因为他自己晚上不能睡。
Because he could not sleep at night.
他就想一个办法建个圣殿晚上能够睡。
He wanted to build a temple so that he could sleep at night.
为什么他不能睡呢？
Why could he not sleep?
他说我的房子那么大，我住了那么好的地方啊，耶和华神住在帐篷里面。
He said, I live in such a nice house, such a big house, but the Lord God, Jehovah, He lives in the tent, the tabernacle.
所谓住在帐篷里面，就是那个约柜在帐篷里面。
And because the Ark of the Covenant was in the tabernacle.
他心中没有平安。
He did not have peace.
所以他跟他的这个他的左右手那个先知就是拿单讲了这件事情。
So he talked about this with one of his assistants, Prophet Nathan.
也那个耶和华上帝就跟拿单说不要建圣殿。
And then the Lord told Nathan to tell him, do not build.
因为你们建的东西不是我要住的地方，
because,
我不住这些地方。
Because what you build, I do not live in there, I do not stay in places like that.
那为什么后来以色列耶路撒冷建那个圣殿呢？
Why was it later on that the Israelites built a holy temple?
神说不要建，为什么要建呢？
Because they don't build, why do we build?
我后来就开始看圣经。
Then I look into the Bible deep, more deeply.
我就后来再思想一下神怎么样使用不同的所谓的圣殿或者教堂。
And I consider that how God used a house of God or temples or sanctuaries.
那这个事情没有讲清楚，就没有人找 Ralph 去画图建礼拜堂了。
If I do not explain this clearly, then nobody would ask Ralph for a design.
Uncle Jim 他不接，因为他退休了。
It's okay for Uncle Jim because he's retired.
那我就想到1986年。
1986
我在马来西亚刚刚神学院毕业，就是80年9月份开始做传道人。
I started becoming a pastor in 1980 in Malaysia. I started being a pastor.
到85年的时候，我们建立了5个教会。
In 1985, we planted 5 churches.
3个华人教会，2个客家人的教会。
3 Chinese churches and 2 churches for the Hakka people.
1986年的6月第三个礼拜。1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, 1986, to 把他们半墙壁的搬到市区来。
The government forced resettled them, tried to force them to the cities.
那这一批人呢，就 就是上千的家庭就住在我们的不远的地方。
There were thousands of these families. They live near to where I was before.
政府就给一块空地给他们临时就住在那一边。
The government gave them a piece of land that they were temporarily settled there.
所以我们教会就为他们祷告。
So our church prayed for them.
星期三祷告。
Wednesday night during prayer meeting.
礼拜天。
And Sunday.
这个民族的头负责人两个人。
The head of Ubundi, the two people came.
就来到我们教会问我们说可以帮他们建个礼拜堂吗
They asked whether we can help them build the church or not
你知道我们差不多每一年开一个教会
Well, we had church plan each year
我们根本没有经费的
We did not have funding
但是他们就说我们现在 又聚会又敬拜神我们有几个基督徒
But they said that we want to have meetings We want to worship God We have a few Christians among us
他们甚至说我们可以捐一块地出来
They can donate a piece of land
但是这个地是谁的地呢
？But whose land was it？
是政府的地。
It's a government. It belongs to the government.
那政府已经把这个地划成这个一个高速公路的一个十字路口的地方。
But it was at the crossway between the highways. The government has already set aside the use of the land for highway.
根本不可能的。
So it was impossible.
但是他们既然这样讲的时候呢，我们就说好，我们一起祷告。
But if they say that, if they say, oh, let okay, let us pray.
那时候我差不多三十岁。
I was about 30 years old.
那时候我们的教会领袖都很年轻
And then the church leaders were very young at that time
我们立刻召集开会
We called a meeting
很短时间大家说建
In a short time people said go ahead and build
那没有基金
There was no funding
没有预算
No budget
没有投票
No voting
什么都没有
We didn't have anything
我大哥说我是建筑师所以我去帮他建
My older brother said I am an architect so I would help
那么我们教会里面有一个是卖板的，所以说有木板。他说我出板。
And there was someone who's in the wood supply company, so he was I'll supply some of the material with the wood.
六月没有结束就开始动工了。
And we started construction before the end of June.
十多天时间，我们从他们说要建堂，然后开始建，就差不多十天时间。
It was about 10 days from the time they asked us to help them to build, and we started construction.
我们一动工的时候呢，差不多几天。
As soon as it started, a few days later,
邻居有一个马来人，就是回教徒的家庭。
The neighbors was a Malay, was a Muslim family.
他知道我们要建个礼拜堂。
He knew that we were going to build a church building.
他说 No way, 不可能在这个地方建礼拜堂。
He said, No way, you cannot build it over here.
所以他要求政府停，停我们的工。
So he petitioned the government to stop our construction.
所以我们就停工了。
So the construction stopped.
哎，这个一般人，这个少数这个民族哈。他们呢就知道停工之后呢，他们就一批人每天早上去上班。
And these band people, then after the construction stopped, they went to work.
他们上班怎么上呢
？How did they go to work?
深山野林出来的人也不穿鞋的。
They came from the wilderness in the jungle, so they go to work. They were barefoot.
每天早上八点钟就到政府部门的门口坐。
And they sit in front of the government buildings 8 o'clock in every morning.
那么成批人就坐在走廊上面。
All these people were in the corridor.
坐了一个礼拜。
A whole week.
政府就决定。
The government decided.
可以建。
Okay, you can build.
但是他说你要建得很破破烂烂的。
But you cannot build a very ornate building.
就给人家感觉你是临时的。
You need to build that so they look like a temporary structure.
那我们非常开心。
So we were so happy.
因为我们没有钱。
We did not have money.
所以我们就用那个树叶什么就是 practically 就是围着那个礼拜堂。
So we use some tree leaves and something to go around the church.
所以又停工停了一个礼拜。
So we stopped construction for 1 week.
那七月底的时候我们遇到困难了。
End of July, encountered another problem.
那一些一般人那个少数民族到处去邀请人说下个礼拜天我们开幕礼。
The Ebans were the Monday people stay send out invitations. The next Sunday we have our first service.
那个第一个礼拜天就是 dedication 感恩献堂礼八月五号还记得。
And then it was August 5th, it was supposed to be the dedication service for that church.
我们说你们会有没有问说礼拜堂会不会建得好
Well, you didn't ask us whether it's going to be completed by that day or not.
我记得那一天晚上礼拜天晚上献堂礼的时候
And that Sunday evening in church dedication service,
七十几个人来
More than 70 people came.
我很多就是一般人来
A lot of the Ebans came.
我就想一想神为什么要在这样的情形里面弄了一个礼拜堂呢
You say, why did God want to build a church in this condition?
后来我就看到神自己的计划。
And I see the plan of God later on.
因为这一批人是很多很多的民族当中马来西亚政府回教的政府想拉拢他们成为回教徒的一批人。
Because in this group, the government wanted to get them to be Muslims among the minorities.
但是呢他们要求建个礼拜堂所以我们就在他们当中建了个礼拜堂
But they asked to build a church so we built a Christian church among them
所以呢他们就已经有一个基督的见证在他们当中
They have the testimony for Christ among them
所以当他们被说 你要不要做回教徒的时候他们说我们有自己的教会
When people ask them, do you want to become Muslim? They said, we have our own Christian church already.
然后我们是基督徒。
We are Christians.
哎呀，我心里面想到神的计划真的美，透过建一个礼拜堂。
I think God's plan is so wonderful through the building of the church.
我现在回去看的时候，他们礼拜堂不在那边了。
I returned and, when the church was no longer there.
因为呢，那个是临时的。
Because it was a temporary structure.
后来政府就给他们一块地，就说你们建个正式礼拜堂。
And then later on, the government gave them a piece of land, so you can build a permanent structure there.
那这是很美的一件事情。
It was such a beautiful thing.
虽然神没有住在这个礼拜堂里面。
Even though God did not reside physically in that building.
但是那个礼拜堂本身可以成就一个很奇妙的工作。
The church building could accomplish a wonderful task.
使很多人在那个地方认识神。
Many people could come and know the Lord.
那2002年的时候
,2002,
那是我第一次做 architect 画一个礼拜堂的图。
That was the first time I do some architectural planning and draw some, plans.
那我相信那个图大概小学五年级的学生也可以也可以画的。
I think that plan was, can be accomplished by a fifth grader.
因为就是长方形的。
It was just a rectangle.
那么头尾是相等就可以了。
As long as the size of the rectangles are equal each other, that should be fine.
前面一个门旁边一个门。
You have a front door and a side door.
那么旁边就是两个窗口那边两个窗口。
And two windows on each side of the wall.
那是什么礼拜堂呢
？What kind of a church was that？
我们在非洲黑人当中工作了十多年。
We were in Africa. We worked amongst the native, the black people for more than 10 years.
那教会人数增加了。
The church grew.
我们没有地方聚会了。
We did not have a place to meet.
我们又开始要建个礼拜堂。
So we wanted to build a building.
那么我们就开始一起建。
So together we built.
那这个建礼拜堂这个观念本身不是很使人兴奋的事情。
This concept was not something that's very enticing.
因为全部的人都是回教徒。
Because all around us were Muslims.
我们只有一小批的这个基督徒要建个礼拜堂。
We have a small group of Christians. Christians are minorities and yet want to build a church.
你知道这个我们建上去都不知道几时给人家拆下来。
We do not know when it will be taken down by others.
所以我们建的时候心里面也不是很确定这个应该做什么
So as we were planning on building we did not know what to do exactly
那2003年4月26号我们献堂礼
April 26, 2003 we had a dedication service for that building
我们坐在里面的基督徒120人
120 Christians in that building
来参加那个感恩就献堂礼的回教徒80位坐在帐篷下面在后面
And
在外面
the 80 people who were Muslims they were on the outside they were under the tent they were also attending the dedication service
在一个纯的回教区里面
It was a purely Muslim
有一个礼拜堂建起来
A church building, Christian church was built.
所有人经过的时候就说哇这个是基督徒的地方。
People passed by and said, this is a place for the Christians.
这个是信耶稣人的地方。
This is the place for the Jesus believers.
那么你说这个礼拜堂有什么特别呢
?What is so special about it?
这个是很难想象的一件事情。
It's hard to imagine.
因为这个我们这个礼拜堂的传道人这个礼拜堂我们的重点就希望能够向这个孟加人传福音
the church was to evangelize the Manka people and the pastor over the, was at the church
那孟加人是谁呢
who are the Manka people
你们都知道了
you all know
那就是你没有想到而已
but you have not given it much thought
你不是很久以前有没有听过有一批人去学校里面抓了200个女学生呢
Not long ago you remember that was the news that was someone who went there and took away more than 200 students
这就是我们工作的对象了
That was the target of our ministry
我们到非洲去1991年到那边的时候他就跟我们讲在我们当中绝对不可能有教会的
1991 we were in Africa and they said that absolutely you cannot have a church over there
那就是第一个教会在他们当中
That was the very first church among them
就在一个黑暗的这个回教没有出路他们不知道真理在哪里当中就是有一盏明灯在那边
It was the only beacon of the light in the darkness of where Muslims prevailed in that region
我就想到说虽然圣经里面没有说一定要我们建礼拜堂
Even though in the Bible we were told we do not have to build the building
但是呢神自己很重要圣殿很重要礼拜堂
But God also pay attention to churches to buildings
在这个地方我短短的提两件事情
I want to mention something
第一件事情是什么
What is the first thing
大卫想建圣殿
David wanted to build a building
耶和华不是什么表示需要
the Lord said that I don't have great need for it.
那么大卫就想尽办法找一个理由建圣殿。
David wanted to find an excuse to build the temple for the Lord.
那么我就看到历代志上第21章31节这节经文非常有兴趣。
And First Chronicles chapter 21 verse 31.
你看到圣殿是怎么出现的？
How did the temple come about?
他说这节经文说这是耶和华神的殿为以色列人献燔祭的堂。
And this is the house of the Lord for the Israelites to offer sacrifices.
那么意思就是说呢，上帝一直都没有答应说你要建个圣殿。
And God did not promise them to build a temple.
历代志上第21章，上帝又说你建一个这个献燔祭的堂。
In First Chronicles chapter 21, it says that you build an altar.
No. 所以大卫呢就开始去买地，然后建了一个堂来献祭的。
So David acquired the land and built the building.
然后他就宣布了。
And he proclaimed.
他说这个以色列人献燔祭的坛。
This is where the Israelites are going to offer up sacrifice on this altar.
就是耶和华神的殿。
This is the house of the Lord.
我希望我们开始明白一件事情。
I hope that we can start to understand this thing. We build the building.
按照大卫这种的心志。
We dedicate the building according to the heart of David.
凡是来到这里的人。
All those who come.
我们都要把自己献上当作活祭。
We want to offer ourselves as sacrifice, as living sacrifice.
因为这个原本是一个献燔祭的堂。
Because this was an altar for offering sacrifices to.
如果来到教会的人不再单顾自己。
If those people who come here do not just look, consider themselves.
不再活着为自己。
If they don't live just for themselves.
活着乃是为耶稣基督。
But they live for Jesus the Christ.
把自己完全献上当作燔祭。
Of oneself totally for the Lord as living sacrifice.
完全不保留什么给自己。
We do not reserve anything just for ourselves.
为着神的缘故彼此相爱。
For the sake of God, love one another.
为着神的缘故同心。
For the sake of God, we have unity.
为着神的缘故去爱那一些他们还没有认识耶稣基督的人。
For the sake of God, we love those who have not known the Lord Jesus Christ.
为着耶稣基督的缘故，我们把福音传出去。
For the sake of the Lord, then we proclaim the gospel.
把自己献上当作燔祭。
Offer ourselves as a sacrifice.
所以这个就好像保罗在罗马书第十二章第一节讲的。
Yes, it's just like Paul in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
他说：“所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。”
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, as in view of God's mercy, to offer up your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual and reasonable act of worship.
献上当作活祭
offer yourself as living sacrifice.
每一次进到这个礼拜堂的时候，提醒自己，我要献上当作活祭。
Each time you come to this building, remind yourself, I want to offer up myself as living sacrifice.
再用一分钟半讲一讲下面最后一点。
And I'm talk about the next point using another one or two minutes.
马太福音21章13节怎么讲呢？
Matthew chapter 21 verse 13, what did it say?
耶稣说我的殿必称为祷告的殿。
Jesus said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer."
你每一次进礼拜堂的时候，你把自己重新献上。
Each time you come in, you offer yourself again.
每一次进到这个礼拜堂的时候，记住这个是一个祷告的殿。
Each time you come into this building, remember that this is a house for prayer.
让我们能够从心意更新而变化，能够真的把自己献上，用祷告来服侍我们的神。
So that we can be renewed in our heart and our spirit, so that with a prayerful heart we can offer ourselves to God.
如果我们这样做的话，我们的神就得到最大的荣耀。
If we do this, our God will be given the greatest glory.
神就可以大大的使用我们教会。
That God can mightily use our church.
愿神的名被高举。
That the name of God can be lifted high.
Amen.
Amen.